Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's 106.7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland-made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and now available in select Virginia ABC stores. Call me, walk in there and say, sir, ma'am, they, I'd like some vodka. Make it Scotty's. Yeah. Joining us now via the Rude guest hotline. Rude is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Our friend, Mr. PFT Commenter. PFT, what's up, dude? Thanks for making time.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing today?
Good, man.
We're
doing
better than the U.S. Ryder Cup team.
Yeah.
I just turned it on. Is it over? Did we lose already?
Nah, they're down 3 matches, I think.
And this fourth one's
getting
a little
dicey. But they
got to
play this afternoon. They got to play this afternoon as well, right?
There's a lot of football left, but this is the equivalent of like a 21-0 first quarter football game.
Yeah, it can switch up, though.
Yeah, if you put this into football terms for me, who on the U.S. Ryder Cup team right now is Kyler Murray in the first half? Because... Oh.
Probably Russell Henley.
I'm seeing some bad body language out there from the boys. We need to dial in for the last match here. 3-1 doesn't seem like it's impossible to come back from, right?
Yeah, but they got to get that one. Right now, I don't believe that's in the jar yet. It's 3-0, and the last match is still out there, and Europe's kind of hanging around. It's Cantley.
I think it was Shoffley off the tee.
Yeah.
I think he just hit a ball into somebody's beer. I think it went. I'm serious. I think it.
Well,
Henley
already hit a spectator.
I think it went into the concession area, like the luxury suite that people pay for. I don't know if you get relief from somebody's plate of mozzarella sticks, but it doesn't look good.
You watched that game last night. That was a terrible game for 50 minutes, and then all of a sudden, Kyler and Marvin Harrison like wake up from their K-hole and could play some football. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was weird, man. That first half, the Arizona Cardinals just make me sad watching them. I don't know what it is. It's like I get bummed out watching them play. Kyler doesn't really seem like he wants to be there, even when he does something good. It's like, there's something just really odd about that group, but they do play weird football games. Like the Seahawks and the Cardinals, whenever they get together, something really strange is going to happen. And that was a bizarre game last night. And the first half was really odd, the way that I don't know who was to blame on some of those throws where it looked like Harrison maybe didn't run the right route, or Kyler maybe thought he was going to go somewhere that he didn't. But there's some weird stuff, because usually when you see something like that happen, there will be some form of communication between the quarterback and the wide receiver afterwards, where they try to either work things out, get on the same page, or just get mad at each other. Mm-hmm. And there was just nothing. It was like, okay, another missed throw. Let's just go back to the bench, sit down, and stare straight forward into oblivion. It was a strange game last night, but it's weird whenever those teams play. It's the Seahawks energy. Seahawks play unusual games, and they let the Cardinals stick around, and it almost pulled it out.
Yeah. They did get the win, though.
Yeah.
It was – dude, so I wanted to ask you about this. I'm a big listener of the podcast. I'm saving the Daniel Jones interview for my ride home this afternoon. We just had Maryland Governor Wes Moore on, and he said something that's really pretty interesting. He's like, man, because the Colts are 3-0, but everybody's like, yeah, they're 3-0, but is Danny Dimes going to keep this up? And Governor Moore said, you know, is it hard to trust Daniel Jones, or should we just not trust the Giants? Because more and more of these former Giants players get somewhere else and find success. What did you learn from Danny Dimes in your interview? I feel like you've interviewed him before, so you probably know him a little bit.
Well, we actually haven't had a full interview with him yet, and we did one question with the quarterback with him. So Okay. Everybody asked him one question. It was a full interview, so I didn't really get that deep into anything with him. But he seems like a normal dude, like an average guy. And I think I say that in like a good way, a guy that won't get like too amped up or too excited. So I root for him. I think that the Colts are definitely the number one team in the NFL where people are waiting for them to turn back into a pumpkin, right? They're the clock struck midnight team of this year. And we're going to take whatever happens in the Rams game this weekend and make it mean something for the Colts. Like either the Colts were made a fool's gold and they're going to come back down to earth, or the Colts are legit and could win the Super Bowl. Those are kind of like the two options after this weekend. But yeah, I mean, Daniel Jones just seems like a regular guy. He's better than people give him credit for, but I don't think he's like going to be a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. But in the right system, like if you get Shane Steichen on the same page with him, he's more than capable of winning a lot of football games.
I tell you what feels bizarre is he's my quarterback in one fantasy league.
Is he?
Yeah, I don't trust it, but he's been all right.
Is that the one you drafted, or that's the one they gave it to you?
I had Fields, who got concussed.
Oh.
So I'm kind of – I picked up Dart. I'm in the quarterback abyss. I'm in the Skins signing Ryan Fitzpatrick, Heineke. I'm in that world. Let's switch it to Washington. Talking with our friend PFT Commenter here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can find all of PFT's work at Barstool Sports. Make sure you listen to the Part of My Take podcast. It is my favorite podcast. I don't miss one. It seems like Jaden's not going to play. It seems like Jaden wants to be playing. I think you want him to rest. Where are you at in the Jaden Mariota universe?
I'm okay with Jaden sitting another week if there's anything wrong, if he's banged up at all. I don't want him rushing back. That's how you get injuries that maybe don't even have anything to do with the current one that he has, where you're overcompensating for something. So I know he wants. I'm actually in the perfect spot right now because I like the fact that Jaden wants to play and that he's pushing to play. And then I like the fact that Dan Quinn is like, we're not going to play if you're not practicing with the team, if you're not doing a full practice during the week. You're not going to be out there on Sunday. I'm okay with that. I'm taking like the big picture, and I do think that these are the two games. If you were to pick a two game stretch of the season to say we're going to have Mariota start for two of them, it's the Raiders and it's the Falcons. And I'm okay with Mariota playing this weekend. It's the piling up of the other injuries that's really starting to concern me now. Like Jaden, obviously, big deal. Don't want him hurt. Let's keep him healthy. But it's like everybody else. There's Terry. I know that there might be some good news to Terry, or maybe he might not be. It might not be the core injury that we were fearing that it was. But then you look down the list and you see just a laundry list of dudes that are starting to get banged up, and that's what concerns me. It's like you can go next man up for a couple of these positions each weekend, but then when it starts to be multi weeks and you get new positions getting hurt, There's a point where it becomes too much to get over, and I'm just starting to worry that we might be getting there soon.
I'll ask this question. Do we ever get to a point when we stop saying rest Jaden when he gets like a little nick here or there and he has to play too? Do we ever get to that point?
I think we probably will get to that point, but I don't think that we're there yet because I know he wants to play. I know that that Dan Quinn's being maybe – erring on the side of caution a little bit. I think it's these 2 weeks, and then let's get him healthy. And especially if it's a knee, I don't know the extent to which his knee is sprained, but I'd rather not mess with that one. I'd rather just be really, really cautious for now. But, yeah, I agree. At some point later on this season, if you know, he's dealing with something, then you know, everybody else is playing hurt too. And he did that last year with a broken rib. So I don't think anyone's out there questioning his toughness yet. Mm-hmm. But I like where we're at right now. I'm okay with Mariota if we have to watch him for another week. He's more than capable. He might be the best backup quarterback in the NFL right now. So we're fortunate enough to have a guy like that. This is why you pay him millions of dollars.
Well, a little bit of breaking news here. I'm seeing from reporters John Keim and Nikki Jabala, practice just started in Ashburn, and Jaden is not on the practice field as of now. Now, the practice is going to go a lot longer than the media is allowed to watch, so maybe he'll be out there later. We'll find out. But that tends to tell me all we need to know about who's going to be playing on Sunday. Terry McLaurin also not there. That's not a surprise. Honestly, I think I don't think Terry's playing. I don't think Brown's playing. I don't think Bates is playing. Bill is a big question mark. Didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday. Wednesday, they kind of communicated via sources, I'll say, that, yo, no big deal, don't worry about it. Then when he didn't practice Thursday, he worked off to the side. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I think Bill's a big question mark. Let's say it is Mariota. I think largely fans are pretty darn confident in Mariota, and deservedly so. Mm-hmm. But now you're talking about no Terry, no Brown, no Bates, no Bill. Do you worry a little more about this game, PFT?
Oh, yeah, I'm worried about this game for sure, because the Falcons got blown out by the Carolina Panthers last week. They got embarrassed by a bad team, and that's – I would much rather the Falcons have gone out there and smoked the Panthers 30-0 last week than them losing, because that's how the NFL works. You got a lot of good players on the Falcons. They're embarrassed. They're going to practice hard this week. They're going to go out and have something to play for, their own pride on Sunday. So, yeah, I think this is a very dangerous spot for the Commanders. And, yeah, I'm not very confident at all. The only thing I'm looking at is they're kind of in panic mode a little bit right now. They fired their receivers coach. They got T.J. Yates coaching their receivers now. They've got their offensive coordinator moving from the booth down to the sidelines, which seems like, you know, that's one of the steps that you take on the path to seeing coaches get fired, is you bring them down to the sidelines, or you put them back up in the booth so that they can see more. It's just one of those moves that you're trying anything to make something work. But the key stat this week, I don't know if you guys heard this, but Michael Penix, as a starter in the NFL, has never won a game in which their opponents have scored more than 7 points, which is pretty crazy. I mean, wow. He hasn't started for that long, obviously. But the two games that he's won as a starter, the opponent scored 6 points or 7 points. So not exactly a ringing endorsement of them. Now, they definitely played good enough to win in a couple of those games that they lost. I think that the Falcons and Commanders last year, that was a game that could have gone either way. There was a missed kick. There were some questionable timeouts that weren't used by Raheem Morris. So, yeah, they're a team that could very easily beat us, especially the fact that we're banged up at multiple levels, and they're desperate.
We're banged up, but I ask this question. Why is it more faith in Bill than Rodriguez or McNichols? McNichols been in the league 9 years. We watched him last week. We bragged about Rodriguez coming back this offseason, and what he made the team again. I know Bill's a new little shiny toy, but what gives us so much confidence in him amongst the other guys?
I think because it's fun to say Bill. I think that's what it comes down
to. But we got to get past the cartoon characters of it at one point and start caring about who actually gets on the field and give you a chance. I believe McNichols gives you more than both of those guys, because he gives you a combination of things he can do. The other guys are run guys. McNichols can run and catch the ball in the backfield.
No, I agree with you. I like watching Bill run. I think he's a very good young player. I think he's going to become something really great for this franchise. But you're right. Like right now, I don't see that as a major step back, because they've all proven that they can stick around in the league. And you have to have something in your tool belt to make you be in the league that long. And we've seen some of his explosiveness too. So yeah, Bill, I like watching him run. He makes some great cuts. He's super smooth. But I don't see that. I look at that as more of a, I hope this isn't the start of a trend for the team where we're just losing guys left and right every week. And I know everybody gets hurt, but it does feel like, you know, you add Bill on top of everything, and it just contributes to the sense of, oh no, what's going on? Let's keep everybody healthy. But you're right. X's and O's, for this weekend. I don't see that as a big step back for us.
Who on this team has been like a fun surprise for you? I think Debo's been great, and getting to know Debo a little bit, I really enjoy kind of his personality. Not really in it for the BS, but like just really cares about football.
Yeah, Debo has been awesome this year. He is back to being old Debo. It's a great move. It looks like a great move for Peters to get him involved. But on the defensive side, Amos has seemed like he's been dialed in. He's a guy that we're going to hopefully have around for a long time at corner. And we've whiffed on a few cornerbacks recently in the draft. And to be able to say, I think we got a guy, that's a huge thing. And our secondary looks pretty good right now. Amos is going to be a guy. That is a guy that I expect over the course of his career is going to be a multi-time Pro Bowler just based on the early returns from him. Obviously, we have to, we got to play the games, and we got to keep him healthy, and he's got to, prove that he can do this over the course of a full season. But right now, it seems like that's a guy that was a great pick by Adam Peters. So I'm loving watching Amos.
Last thing, PFT, I wanted you to share your passes behind the line of scrimmage theory with B. Mitch.
Okay, yeah. So I was watching the Chiefs and the Giants on Sunday Night Football the other week, and I thought to myself, it'd be kind of cool if every pass that was thrown and received behind the line of scrimmage, if that counted as a lateral. So it was a live ball. So like a screen pass or a dump off to a running back, when Mahomes was like getting wrapped up by three guys, if that ball hits the ground, you see it anyways on the defense, like they all swarm to the ball after a dump off hits the ground, just in case it was a lateral. I think it'd be cool for the chaos factor of it all if all those passes counted as laterals or live balls.
Nah. Everything's live behind the line of scrimmage.
Not as long as it's going forward, isn't that?
Yeah, but I'm saying like, and I talked to Sam, who did the rules for the XFL, and he said that he was actually thinking about putting that rule into the XFL when he was designing it, but then they had to start thinking about what do you do with a batted ball.
That's what I'm saying.
Other things.
Yeah. All those things pop up.
I like chaos, and I think that'd be a fun way to mix things up a little bit. And
you know what you'll be doing, PFT? You worried about these injuries right now? It'd be way more injuries then.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Body's flying.
You're probably right about that one. Just turn every single pass behind the line of scrimmage into the old XFL kickoff where they just run out and try to slide onto the ball.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a bad move. But, B. Mitch, congratulations on the on moving forward in the Hall of Fame nomination process.
Appreciate you.
You should be in the Hall of Fame. I want to say that for the record. Brian Mitchell should be in the Hall of Fame, and you'll always have my support with that one.
Thank you, bro.
We'll get him in. We'll get him in. PFT, as always, thank you for your time. Bad news, Europe just tied up the last match. So
I just saw the putt.
This is looking dire, dude.
It looks beat. It's early. It's early. It's early, man. It's early.
Yeah, it's not good. We need that crowd out in Long Island to step up. Come on.
It made Rory mad. They told me he needed a college a button to choke.
Yeah, that was funny. that was a good shirt from the gallery on that one. So I don't know, maybe get a little bit meaner out there. Come on. Yeah. We can do this, USA.
Thank you for the time, man. Enjoy the football weekend.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right, PFT. All right.
That's our friend, PFT Commenter. Check out the Pardon My Take podcast. We come back. We're going to go through all these injuries, see how the boys are feeling about everything, headed to Atlanta for week 4. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. NFL Sunday's coming, and you've got your crew, your couch, your snacks, and your slate. And FanDuel is coming with something extra. This isn't just another NFL Sunday. It's your chance to place that perfect parlay or hit your go-to player prop, and now we're making it even better. Because this week, FanDuel's bringing a bonus. That's right, right? All customers can get a 50% profit boost on any NFL bet. However you play your game, FanDuel's got your back with something extra in your account, because that's what Sunday should feel like. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the app and get in on the action before kickoff. FanDuel, official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Oh, Nelly. It's getting late early in Bethpage. The United States Ryder Cup team has already lost the first three matches. And Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay looked like they were going to salvage at least one win, get a point. They were up three on like the 12th hole, and it is now tied on the 17th hole. Big boy Bobby Mack, the grumpy Scotsman on the tee. Little par three, 170 yards. The putting from the Americans has been god-awful. I want them to release J.J. Spawn and Ben Griffin. Get those guys out there, man. Get some fresh blood in there because the Americans have been terrible, dude.
Been like that for a long time, though, and early on in these match play things.
I think the Euros just play a ton more match play.
Yeah, they do. And that's why they're so comfortable with it.
Yeah. All right, we'll keep you updated on the Ryder Cup. Now, the updates coming from Ashburn aren't great from an injury perspective. Jaden Daniels not out there. Terry McLaurin not out there. Noah Brown not out there. John Bates not out there. B, what do you make of all the injuries? Let's start with it. Sure looks like Mariota is going to be playing this week.
So, for me, I don't normally stress over a lot of them because I think when you're putting a team together, you should be picking guys that you feel can help you win, no matter if they're second or third teamers. Because ultimately, in a football season, you're going to see some of everybody, you know? But when you start to lose guys, if you get worried, then I think you might have to think a little bit about how you put together the team. I think in the key positions, Mariota is number one. He's key. He's legit. He has the trust of the of offense, coaches. Hell, everybody on that team trusts him. Now you start finding out who the other guys are. Beal is everybody love Beal. Everybody love Luke. But other guys can also play in those positions too. Beal is learning how to play football at this level by not playing his last year in college.
A lot of people thought he'd be so fresh, but the flip side is not the fresh thing.
You got to be used to that physicality. Makes a world of difference.
The receiver position. Sure looks like you're not going to have Terry or Noah Brown.
Mm-hmm.
On the active roster, that will leave four receivers. Luke, Lane, Debo, and Chris Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you pull up from? I assume they're going to pull somebody up from the practice squad. You've got some options there. Ja'Cory Brooks, Jacoby Jones, Tay Martin. All three run 6'3". All three are presumably outside
Brooks
wideouts.
Brooks and Tay were most effective in this preseason.
Tay's the only one with, you know, NFL experience.
Mm-hmm.
The actual, like, making this roster this week with picking your inactives, it's just going to be a pretty full slate. Like, you've got four guys down already. Right? In Jaden, we're assuming, we're hypothesizing here. Jaden, Terry, Bates, Brown. Sure seems like Coleman's going to be inactive again.
Mm.
To elevate somebody, you are forced to make a corresponding move there.
Mm-hmm.
But
what can help this receiving core? It's a hell of a running game.
For sure.
So, if they go out there and they run the ball as effective as they did last week, not depend on those receivers too much. And then running the ball will open up something for one of those receivers. You know what I mean? People going like, oh, we got to stop the run now. And all of a sudden, one of those receivers open wide.
So. What receiver do you have the most faith in stepping up, catching 5 or 6 passes, getting 70 yards through the air? Like, you know what Debo is. I'm saying of the other guys here.
I'll go with Chris at this point because since the season has started, Chris is he's been there for him. You know, and he has experience. He's really his 10th year?
Yeah,
10th year in the league, so I expect him. But Jalen Lane, that kick return is probably going to work wonders for him. Your confidence level grows up. I mean, it blows up. When you all of a sudden do something like that, you feel like I belong at this point. And we know he's talented. So we'll see.
So Kingsbury yesterday, speaking of Jalen Lane, where does he fit for them, slot or outside? Kingsbury said of Lane, he showed he can do some things outside. And so with our receiver situation, how it's been, he's been out there some and having to play. But I think eventually I'd like to see him as a slot in our offense.
Mm-hmm.
Situation might dictate that he's on the outside. I think you'd like Luke to be the outside guy for you. Another interesting question be, Kingsbury got asked, all right, if McLaurin and Brown aren't playing, do you need to balance Debo's work as a kick returner? And Cliff said, Debo's such an impact player in all phases that we're going to use him when we need him. But I'm sure if those guys can't go, that we'll be smart about the usage.
Yeah.
Do you have to limit Debo as a kick return?
If you watch the game just last week, he wasn't back there later in that game. It was Jalen Lane and Luke.
Yeah.
And I believe you'll start seeing a lot more of that. And as, you know, Debo, if his workload picks up, I think you'll see those two guys back there even more.
With Luke, last week went for about 60 yards. Last year, he went for about 180.
Mm-hmm.
With Luke, do you feel like that was the beginning of something to get the ball rolling? Or was that just kind of late in the game against not the best team?
I would hope that having a success gives him a little bit more comfortability. You know, I can't say if it was something that got him going or not. But what I will say is, he now knows what he can do. You know what I mean? Maybe that changed up his production. his work ethic, his approach to it, you know, the way he goes at this thing. So once guys feel good about themselves, changes up the whole ball game for them.
Do you think they're in a position where they need to go get, like, a veteran?
Not necessarily.
I mean, guys they had in, KJ Osborne, Michael Gallup.
They have got the guys they kept on practice squad. They could have kept those type of guys on practice squad. So whoever they kept on practice squad, those are the guys right there. Tay Martin has some level of experience. Chris Minimal. Moore, we saw him immediately in there. So you got to lean on those guys. That's guys you kept.
Yeah, I mean, you kept them for a reason. You got them. Do you, depending what's going on with Bill, do you think they need to call up one of their practice squad running backs? They have two running backs on the practice squad. Chase Edmonds had a lot of success with Cliff in Arizona, but Edmonds didn't play last year, had a bad knee injury. You also have, I believe, Donovan Edwards is the young man's name on the practice squad as a running back. Do you think you need to call one of those guys up?
If Nick McNichols and Rodriguez, I think both of those guys play special teams. You may need another guy. Let one of them play special teams, and those one of those guys take a step away from it.
The Bill situation is very interesting from that standpoint, right? Like, you can't only have two running backs active, right? Or you got to lean on Debo a lot more in the run game, which I'm not sure you want to do.
Well, I mean, the thing about it, listen, Jay, if Debo running the ball that day is going to help you win that football game, that's what you have to do.
In no way do the injuries mean you can't win a football game, but damn if these injuries aren't going to make things a lot more complicated on Sunday. Coming up at noon, opening the phone lines up for Ask B. Mitch Anything, brought to you by Collars & Co.
Fellas, it's your boy B. Mitch here, and if you're still rocking those tired old polos with the floppy collars, it's time to step up your game. Collars & Co., you know what? You might have seen them on Shark Tank. They give you that crisp dress shirt look with the comfort of your favorite polo. Listen, I was walking through the airport last night, and I saw this guy, and I'm looking. I said, dude, that got to be one. I walk up to him. I say, Collars & Co. He's like, yes. I end up giving him my code. I say, man, if you want to get a little discount when you go to order something again, make sure you put BMitch20 in there. For anything over $99, you're going to get 20% off. So you know what? You get your Collars & Co. shirts. You have no wrinkles. Don't have to worry about the dry cleaner. You just throw it on and you're ready to roll. CollarsAndCo.com. And now you can check them out in person. Their new store opens October 15th at Congressional Plaza. As I said earlier, 20% off orders over $99 with the code BMitch20. That's Collars & Co. Stay sharp, just like JP and I.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Lot going on in the world here. You've got the Ryder Cup in full swing. Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay were able to get a lead on 17. They made par. The Euros made bogey. Bobby Mack couldn't make a big putt to save par. And now you've got, who's got the club in their hand, B? Is that Xander?
It's Xander.
Xander is in the fairway. What's it say he is? 100 yards out, about to hit a shot. Looks like a really advantageous position. He's on the left side of the fairway. Pin looks straight ahead. All right, the ball's in the air. Looked like a nice, smooth swing, good divot. And Xander puts it to very, very, very good shot. Xander puts it to, what do you think, 5-6 feet?
Makeable.
Chance for birdie. The Euros are in the – if you play golf, there's a word for where the Euros are, and it rhymes with bit. Looks like the fescue kind of stuff on the right side there. And Bobby Mack's going to have to hit a hell of a shot if Europe's going to be able to try to win this hole. This feels like a huge match for America to at least get a point.
Yeah,
on the
they
board.
Need something. They need to get out of this thing with something.
Here's Bobby Mack out of the stick stuff. He's 100 yards out and nothing. Yeah. He's now in a greenside
bunker.
Couldn't
happen to a better person. He gets on my damn nerves.
Yeah, he's grumpy, dude.
He's grumpy. He always got something to say. Shut the hell up.
All right, so the Americans are laying two about 6 feet away from the pin with a nice birdie putt coming up. The Euros are in the trap, and it sure looks like America will take that match. We'll see what happens there. They need that one, dude. So 3-1 feels a lot different than 4-0.
4-0 would have been trouble.
3-1 feels a lot different than 4-0. B, I talked to Jeremy Reeves yesterday, and I thought it was really interesting. Revo was saying, because Joe Witt got asked about, hey, with all the injuries, because I also don't think Percy Butler's going to play this week. Mm. He's missed practice the last 2 days. We'll see. We'll get an update today.
Yeah, something with his hip or something, right?
Yeah. I talked to Percy yesterday. He seemed like everything's cool, but when you're not practicing for 2 days, we'll see what happens today with Percy.
Mm-hmm.
But Revo has had to play a lot more defense. He's made good plays, had a really big third down stop last week. And Joe Witt kind of explained, like, we need him on specials because he's awesome at it, but we also need him on defense. And we talked to Revo for a bit yesterday, and he explained, he's like, you know, I didn't come into the league as a special teamer.
Mm-hmm.
You do what you have to do to stay in the league, but I'm a safety, and I can do both.
Yeah.
What do you think, outside of Matt Gay, the Commanders' special teams have been very good this year.
They've been great.
They lead the league in return yards, punt and kick. You did it at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
How difficult is it to have a significant special teams role and then to also help in another phase of the game?
It's not difficult. It just becomes a part of the chore. It's part of what you do. You know, if you've never done it before, I thought you would look at it as difficult. But most guys that play have played some level of special teams. You know, when I became a special teamer, I think I played less football than I did when I was a quarterback. You know?
A lot less.
A lot less. So if you are a safety and you're not the starter, playing special teams and going in safety every once in a while, you're still playing less than you would be playing as a starting safety. So you get used to it. And the special teams guys, they do a lot of running, bro. They're in shape. They can handle it. You know, just like when if you get on a long drive and you're gaining yards, you ever notice nobody looks to the sideline? But if you got a long drive and you're not really gaining yards, everybody get a chance to come out the game? Just the way the world works. When things are successful for you, is you don't have many complaints, many problems.
So Tashaun Reed with the Washington Post had a really good story about the Commanders' special teams. Through three games, they are the top team in the NFL at returning kickoffs. Mm-hmm. They're also fifth in yards allowed per kick return. So they're getting it done on both sides. In general, the numbers will tell you that the Commanders opposing field position on kickoffs is about the 29-yarder, is about the 29-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
And their field position is about the 36.
At 7 yards.
Dude, that makes a difference, man.
Yeah, it does. You know, and I think the way that Debo approaches it and the way Jalen approaches it when they catch a ball, they are upfield immediately. And that helps.
That's what you did, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, you don't have to be the fastest. Just get to that point quicker. You know, a guy that runs 4-2 that decides I'm going to run over this way, that way, that way, he never gets to that point. Guy that run the 4-4, he goes straight to the point. Who's the best?
Shout out to Chuck Lee and the team at Hyde Social for bringing in a big old breakfast this morning for the Junks and plenty for us. We appreciate it. I also got to look pretty smart this morning when I correctly identified mascarpone in the little French toast sandwiches. That breakfast burrito is so filling, I'm probably not going to eat till dinner time. Here's what we're going to do. Really excited. Phone lines, hit the button, Jeff. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It is time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Let's go.
It's sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. It's your turn to ask an NFL legend anything you want. Let's go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.